You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Hello, hello, and welcome to week 34 of the Foot Weekly podcast. It's a juicy content episode because we've got the Premier League team of the season out now, and I can bring in, as I so often do, foot legend Air Japes FIFA. Hello, Japes.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be back. Although I must say, I am not just back for another pod, but also just back in town, having missed a large portion of the Premier League team of the season, which, like, maybe not a great one to miss for picks, because the last, you know, I got another rank two finish when I did it. I played all the way through for the community, so that went well, which would lead me to believe I've had another chance to do like fairly well here. But you know, and maybe make a few coins, but not to be the case this time, which is okay. But I'm gonna be very curious to get all of your wonderful insights on the Premier League. So I might flip the script on you this time.
Yeah, go for it. Ask some questions. And we also have with us, no stranger to these podcasts either, Matt Foot Trading. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Ben. Hello, everyone. And yeah, it's been a good week as Premier League. I got a rank three myself, getting the 16 wins. Unfortunately, the rewards, nothing major to shout about. I think I got the worst, or the second worst possible Premier League team of the season pack. So, yeah, I wasn't too pleased about that, but still a very good week, and I'm excited to talk it through with you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Also looking forward to having back on the podcast E-World Cup commentator Richard Buckley. Great to have you on. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you once again for having me back on the podcast.
Great to have you back. Nice rumble of excitement there for the Premier League team of the season. Did you manage to play this weekend?
I did play this weekend. I played 18 games of FIFA.
Oh, yeah? Were you rewarded for those games?
Yeah, Diaz and Trent.
Decent picks, yeah.
So I sold my Trent that I had, and then using the red one now. So starting to build up the game tally again with him.
Nice,
yeah. And then my pack, I didn't have enough games to get to the 16 wins, but after seeing the 16 wins, especially Matt's, I got more monetary value in my 14 Eredivisie and Prem rewards rather than Matt did in his 16 guaranteed Prem.
Cheers for that.
Who came out of yours?
Diego Jota, so 230-250k-ish. Sinisterra and Mazrui, I think it was.
Okay,
right back. Yeah. So, to be honest, quite happy. But it was very, very sweaty.
I can actually one down you here, if you like, because I've got pretty much exactly the same pack, I think, but no Jota and Wijndal, the left back, instead.
Yeah, I mean, that's the spectrum.
Yeah, definitely can work out much worse. Also bottled 60 wins, which was a bit frustrating again. But anyway, more on that on the gameplay pod. Matt, what's the pack you got to make everyone feel better for 16 wins?
It was Bruno Fernandes, Declan Rice and Rodri.
So Bruno's some value, but nothing compared to some of the players.
120k?
He's 120k now. I think, it's the second worst. The only one that was worse would be Alisson, Rice and Rodri. So second worst rewards this week.
Yeah, I can't complain at all. I ended up getting Laporte last week after a very quick champs run. So yeah, there's always going to be some duds here and there. And actually, obviously, there are plenty more weeks in which to pick up more rewards. And if you didn't get anything particularly good, then you may like to step this way and take a look at our pound for pound powerhouses, which we're going to do now. This is the best value player who could be an SBC, an objective player, or on the market that's been released over the past week. And it is time to throw out some nominations. We'll start, as we always do, with the listener suggestion, which actually comes from DJ, who people will probably know. And he's gone for the flashback SBC Dele Alli. He says he's the English Hullet, a Rolls-Royce option at centre mid, reminds him of the moment's Hullet. Dele is a better and more agile passer. Hullet can hit a long shot and is a stronger defender, but otherwise a really similar feeling for both guards. Both medium-high work rates. Hullet has the five-star weak foot, but Dele has the outside foot shot trait and flair, making his weak foot less of an issue when in on goal. He's got 97 composure, which means he scores you plenty of goals and is composed on the ball, of course. Overall, very impressed. Hullet is 6 million and Dele Alli is 360k. And as he's an SBC, you know you can get rid of all that fodder that you'll get as dupes from opening packs for the Premier League team of the season. So a strong start. Who can follow that? Let's go to you, Matt, first. Who's your nomination?
I'm going to go with the goalkeeper from the Prem team of the season. I'm going to go with Alisson.
Ah, okay.
For the sole reason that he has 91 speed.
Mm.
You know, I used him this weekend. I was lucky enough to get him in an 80-plus player pick that I'd saved from the community team of the season week. And yeah, he's unbelievable. 97 acceleration on a goalkeeper is unheard of.
Mm.
Key thing for me is just how quick he is off the line. You know, you see people getting these through balls, getting these over the tops, being able to just sort of get out and put the pressure on them so much quicker than any other goalkeeper I've used before is really, really, really key. And he saved me so many times this weekend.
Mm. With that, would you be holding Y or triangle to bring the keeper out ahead of the through ball coming, or are you just letting him do it, or is there manual input to make that happen, if you like?
Yeah, there is a lot of sort of bringing out the keeper manually, and you know, you can bait people into, you know, getting the chips and whatnot.
Mm.
I do think something that I've started doing a little bit more because of his acceleration is, you know, you mentioned it there, when I realize there is an opportunity for a through ball on, I would start sort of bringing him out just before that pass is played, just sort of get him out a little bit quicker.
But
he's been fantastic. And from a shot stopping perspective as well, definitely not to be underrated. I know people might think 6'3" when compared to the likes of Donnarumma might be a little bit short, but absolutely incredible. And he's probably my new favourite goalkeeper. And for only 80,000 coins on the PlayStation market, you can't really go wrong. It's very, very good.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I actually think that I actually had exactly the same situation. I think I got him in an 80 plus player pick that I'd saved. So I used him throughout finals, and he was really, really amazing in terms of making saves that I wouldn't expect keepers to make necessarily, and his pace off the line, as you said. He did drop a few clangers that I don't think Donnarumma would have, but I think he probably compensated enough with his shot stopping to make up for it. So yeah, no, a good card and pretty cheap, which I guess is part of the point. Probably your most fodder price now, if he is fodder price, in fact. So yeah, a good starting point. Let's go to you, Richard. Who are you thinking?
Team of the season, Trent.
Of course.
He's just really, really good. I've had a few woes at fullback this year. He looks a bit underwhelming when you look at his stats. Like, there's probably fullbacks who are visually more appealing, but he's quick enough. He can defend, he's physical, but also the four-star is really nice. And he's got an ability to just pop up with goals and get assists, very similar to what he does in real life. I'm playing him in a back four, which is probably, you could play him, it probably suits maybe a right mid and a three back better, but he's just really, really good. 160, 170k on PlayStation at the moment. I really can't fault him. When I was playing champs with him, I was trying to find holes in his game, but just really, really reliable.
Mm, yeah. He's got a nice aggression boost, doesn't he? I think 91 aggression or something like that. You know, really nice to have a four-star skill upgrade as well. So definitely a good pick out there. James, obviously less familiar with what we've had, but is there anyone you're thinking, looks good?
Ben, there's one answer and one answer only, and that's Bernardo Silva.
Yeah, of course.
You are getting... Actually, I wonder... I looked at this before, and I meant to do the comparison before we started, so I'm going to do it live while it's happening. But I meant to compare him to Team of the Year Messi and see how they stacked up.
Mm.
Okay, so Bernardo Silva has 2,477 total in-game stats. Lionel Messi, 2,451 in-game stats.
Is that all in defending, though? That's the only thing.
It could be. I mean, you're right. You're totally right. I mean, this is why it's fun to make these comparisons on the pod and, you know, say that appropriately. The point being is you're getting like very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bernardo has the 99 balance, 99 agility, 99 dribbling. Like the dribbling stats that make Messi feel insane are there. Bernardo also has the 99 stamina, which is so spicy with that 83 aggression, Ben, that we talk about.
Yeah, that's a huge boost on Messi. It's like 50 or something.
Yeah, it's huge. So you're getting so close to what's deemed one of the most like elite players in the game. Both four-star for a a tenth of the price almost, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. He's 180K is just very cheap.
It is insane.
Probably one of the best box-to-box
insane, Ben.
In a three midfielders, right?
The price across the board are so cheap, though.
Yeah, it's like the prices of the kind of second-tier Premier League team of the season actually feels really good. You know, like players like Ruben Dias, for example. Also, I guess Rice, you can maybe add in there, Jota.
Bruno. Trent.
Yeah, Bruno. And then on the flip side, you've just got these extremely expensive players. So I guess it probably drop as interest comes in other leagues. But I wouldn't expect anything drastic because many of these players are going to be the best in their position, at least outside of, you know, certain extremely expensive icons. Ronaldo is like 4 million. Salah's 2.5. Mane with that 5-star skill upgrade looks ridiculous, is like 3 million. And Salah has 4-star weak foot, I should have said, which makes a big difference. Even De Bruyne is about 1 million coins. Cancelo nearing 1 million, maybe 800. These are definitely not cheap players. I do think, as I said, they'll probably drop off a bit because there'll be alternatives out there soon, especially when we get to Liga. I don't know how much Bundesliga will impact it or La Liga, but, you know, it can do. But I did want to mention, actually, going back to kind of cheaper players, a couple of other nominations for pound powerhouse. Dipper goes for Tyrick Mitchell, who is last week with Community, but he's a Premier League player, saying that his defensive stats are outstanding and he's even displaced Roberto Carlos. I actually think Livramento, really, really good. I was looking at his stats and people have said he's extremely good as well. Tim going for actually the inform for 25k, Christian Romero. And his defensive stats do look absolutely phenomenal. He says, is his passing a little sus? Yes, but do I care? No. Totally fair enough. He does actually look really good. And any time before team of the season, I think he'd definitely be someone people end up using. But Dom says pound for him is De Gea. Good to talk about him, actually, because Alisson getting a lot of hype. But he says this is a very good card for the veterans of foot. It'll feel like a card De Gea had in the past when he was one of the best around. I'd argue he's better on his line than team of the season Alisson. Off his line, Alisson obviously has the ridiculous speed. I used him all weekend and he kept me in a number of games. Exceptional at saving one-on-ones. He does indeed still have that saves with feet trait, which I'm sure will be helping him out in those one-on-one situations. And then I think it's time for me to probably put forward my pound for pound. I'm going to be cynical again. I've done this a few times, but it's got to be that Morgan Gibbs-White, because it's a 90 rated player for 14k, I think it is. And that's if you bought the fodder that you use, which you probably wouldn't end up doing. A 90 rated player on the market is going to set you back probably over 30k. Plus he's the team of the season, which is obviously extra submission value because some SBCs upcoming will definitely require them. You can probably use him in an SBC. It's just fantastic, fantastic value. And I'd look out for these throughout team of the season, these no-brainer SBCs that you can just complete and use to sink fodder into, basically. And the other player to mention, yeah, he's maybe a good fodder sink, but it feels harsh to say that because he's such an iconic foot player. There is that end of an era Akinfenwa. Great to see, and 40 years of age. A bit of a shame to see him leaving foot. Had many great moments with different Akinfenwa cards over the years. And this one has, I think every stat is 99 apart from stamina, which is 97 in the physical category this is. But elsewhere, he's looking pretty good. Maybe a little bit of a struggle to kind of dribble with him, but he does have 4-star skills, 4-star weak foot. and I think is going to offer something different off the bench potentially. But that's enough from me. Anyone want to add anything, maybe on EFL team of the season or really anything else around content that's been released?
Well, while we're just talking about Premier League team of the season, slight diversion, can we just talk about who got snubbed? Because I feel as though there were a few in there that probably should have been in there. I mean, firstly, Rodri's stats are unbelievably low.
Yeah, it's harsh. Yeah.
Obviously, no Chelsea players in there, with more of a reflection on what's happening in the world at the moment. But
yeah,
Mason Mount has had a really good year. Probably feels a little bit hard done by. I can't remember, when did the team of the season go from the reducing players? Sure, we had more players in previous years, right?
I think last year we didn't, Matt. Is that right? But in years previously, they sometimes had more players?
I think we had 23 or 20, certainly, at certain, maybe 19 or 20.
Yeah,
certainly more than 15 anyway, right?
Yeah, and maybe that's to focus more on the objective content and the SBC content, because we've already had, what we already had. We've had Saka, De Gea, Kane. Yeah, so it's only, we're recording this on the Monday before the 6 p.m. content, and we've already had four very, very, very good SBC cards.
Mm.
So maybe it's sort of account for that as well.
What do you think? What would you prefer, Richard? Would you rather have 20 players in packs or more frequent SBCs and objectives? I mean,
me personally, preference for me? I'd rather have a bigger squad released on Friday at 6.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
I think there's players in there who in previous FIFAs have snuck into the Prem team this season where you might not have thought about them straight away, but they have had good seasons. Like Højbjerg's been incredible for majority of this season.
Mm.
No team of the season. And then players in there like Bruno, and I'm just like, it feels a little bit hard done by. But I mean, the SBC content that's come out has been really, really good.
Mm.
But I'd prefer more players in the team. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I guess, beyond a certain point, maybe they just feel it's better to release the players slowly throughout the week because it keeps engagement. Whereas if they drop them all at once, it wouldn't necessarily be as interesting throughout the week, which makes sense. But I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. And also your point on Chelsea, I think certainly is more to do with the fact that there's this obviously questionable ownership situation, which is actually almost just about now, I think, been resolved, which is unfortunate timing for Chelsea fans who had this team come in a week or two's time, might have actually seen some Chelsea players in here. But as it is, I'm sure, you're not risking the kind of legal ramifications of including Chelsea players in there. Talking again about the Premier League, we talked about kind of the progression of content and I guess the shift towards SBCs. And that leads us to talk about the fact that there have been some great SBCs. I mean, that Kane is actually pretty ridiculous, Matt. Like 5-star weak foot, 4-star skills. I know, obviously, you're running first owner, so maybe tempted into completing that despite how strong your teams are.
This is an end-game striker. That's that's not beating around the bush. It's you whack an engine on him. I think that's what most people would be using.
Mm.
And it's sort of 97s, 98s in all of the key attacking stats. And he's got 92 physical in there as well with his 93 strength, 90 aggression. The big sort of 5-star weak foot, 4-star skill moves boost as well.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you look for, isn't it? And near perfect shooting, 99 finishing, 99 positioning, 97 shot power without a chemistry style. Passing, all 99s with an engine, bar the free kick accuracy. So, I mean, for a card that is £500,000 coins from scratch, that's a decent value anyway. But then you take into account, there's going to be upgrade packs, there's going to be, all these rewards that people will be getting with potential, fodder reds and whatnot. 84 times 25s, 85s times 20s from all these icon swaps and top swaps as well. There's so many ways you can get that cost down as well. And I think, it's the perfect example of, where SBC content has gone and where it's at now. And I think it's a really cracking SBC. And hopefully we get one or two cards similar to him, at least in the next few days.
Yeah. Just briefly moving away from SBCs to objectives. I know you really liked Saka, Japes, it must have been the first few months there was an inform that you dropped in as a pound for pound. He's now got a team of season version, looks really, really good, and an upgrade to 4-star skills as well.
If I did objectives, this would be a high, like if this was a La Liga player, because I've just sort of gone down that hole this year, he would be very high on my list to do. I think he's super, super versatile, and he's got that lean body type.
Mm.
I sort of expected this card to actually be higher rated, if I'm honest.
Mm.
like, just judging by the number of informs that he got, I would have expected like a 92, maybe a 93.
Yeah.
Like a boost to maybe a few more areas. But they, you know, he did get some boosts that matter. 4-star skills, 4-star weak foot. His gold card is 3-star, 3-star. So that matters. It would have been cool to see him as like a 5-star skill objective player with the stats that they gave him. Mm. But I, you know, super versatile card. Now that he's 4-star, 4-star, high, medium, lean, like, you're not going to feel bad about doing this card ever.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking is, I don't know how he doesn't have finesse shot trait, because I swear almost all the goals he scores at the moment seem to be finesses. So maybe something they'll add for next cycle. But yeah, maybe we'll dip back into Premier League in a second. But I know both Richard and Matt follow teams outside of the Premier League in England, so you might know a little bit about some of the players in the EFL team. I think it's fair to say, as a general foot fan, this probably isn't super exciting because, well, there isn't a Gravenberch, for example, who's worth loads, or even an Anthony or Sangare, who are maybe a little bit more unique. But there may be some interesting cards in there. Is there anyone, Matt, you'd highlight, maybe even because they just menaced your team?
You have to look a lot wider than just the team of the season squad to find players and teams that have menaced Charlton this season. It's been a horrible 2021-22 season. But no, I think if we're looking at players in here that certainly I'm interested in, you've got to look at that Mitrovic, haven't you? You know, he's had an unbelievable season. 4-star, 4-star, he's 6'2". I sort of liken him a little bit to that Wout Weghorst SBC in terms of, you know, someone that's just tall, he's going to dominate defences, 99 jumping, 99 strength, 99 aggression. Also has 99 vision and 99 short passing.
That may
sort of get swept under the rug with only 82 base passing. But yeah, quite surprising because he's a championship card and he's trading on the market currently for about 240,000 coins.
Not the most linkable either, really.
He does have that Harry Wilson link.
That's true.
Which I think a lot of people are looking at, you know, very similar maybe in the past to that Emi Buendia that we got in FIFA 21. I know people love that card. I think those two are the real standouts. And
that's true. Also, I guess to look at it more cynically, some of these are going to get pretty cheap, I guess. And there's always, you know, a good look to maybe if you think one could be a decent bench player, they could also be someone that can go into an SBC as a team of the season player. We know they're now being required, those team of the season players, because we saw one required for the community. I mean, Matt, we could even maybe have two required for the Premier League one, right? Which could drive up their price potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, we are getting a lot of SBC content. I know you mentioned that Morgan Gibbs-White at 14,000 coins. Just to add on to that, as you say, team of the season fodder requirements in these guaranteed tops packs. Gibbs-White, 14K for a 90 rated. Fits that team of the season requirement. And you'd imagine for a Premier League guarantee, yeah, probably looking at maybe an 87, 88 rated squad, maybe more than one team of the season required in there as well. So certainly a good card to get up purely or get done purely for that fodder value.
Just talk about the EFL as well. Obviously my team, prefer not to speak about, finished bottom of the league.
Oh yeah,
in the championship. But the player who stood out for me was in League One, Scott Twine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it is. He's got a crazy set of stats.
Mm.
The only problem is his 3-star skills, which when you look at the minor leagues, is a recurring theme across many of them, like a skill move or a weak foot missing. The player traits tend to be non-existent.
Mm.
I think those sort of things, like just make these items a lot more viable, boost the traits, give them the weak foot and skill moves as well. Just give them a little bit to play with.
I mean, obviously there's a 4-star, 4-star Mitrovic upgrade, and I guess I think Harry Wilson went to 4-star weak foot maybe, but yeah, it's a little disappointing from that perspective. I think we're just having to hope these smaller leagues have players already with decent skill move and weak foot, like, you know, Gravenberch and Anthony did. But anyway, I think that wraps up part one. We'll be back to talk about token swaps for Team of the Season. We got our Tim Fall hats on and we talk about upgrades too. We'll catch you after the break. Hello, listener. A quick reminder, or perhaps the first time learning, that Foot Weekly, strangely, for quite some time, wasn't able to be weekly. But fortunately, a listener encouraged me to start a Patreon, and that means that Foot Weekly is able to run two times a week, one on the main feed, one on the supporter feed. And this week, the supporter feed has the gameplay podcast on it, which you can catch if you fancy joining up now, supporting the pod. It's just £3 a month, and you do get double the podcast content every week as a bit of a thank you. On the tiers above, you've got things like the Discord community, which is a fantastic place full of tips and a great group of people. If any of that interests you, you'd like to contribute, and you'd like loads of perks in return, then do head over and search Support Foot Weekly to make your pledge. You can also follow the link in the description of the pod, or you could go to bit.ly/morepod. If you do consider it, then a huge, huge thank you. It really does mean it a lot. And if you are supporting, then a huge thank you to you too. Let's get back into the pod. Hello, welcome back. So in this first little bit, we're going to talk about the Team of the Season swaps. First time we've seen swaps Team of the Season rewards, I believe. And this is going to cover both Premier League and Bundesliga. The rewards, just to quickly run through, for 2 tokens, a rare players pack. For 3 tokens, a guaranteed Saudi Tots pack, or a guaranteed EFL Tots pack, or a guaranteed Eredivisie Tots pack. At 5, there's a guaranteed Community Team of the Season pack. For 5 tokens as well, there's an ultimate pack. For 7 tokens, Bundesliga Tots pack. And for 10, a guaranteed Prem Tots pack. For 14, you've got a Prem or Bundesliga Tots pick. For 15, the 84 plus times 25 pack. For 17, we've got Moments Balak. For 19, the Team of the Season Prem Tots pick 1 of 3. And then for 22, and there are 25 tokens available, by the way, the 25th is available in the store, so maybe you could say 24 are available, really. It is Figo for 22 tokens, the Moments version. Japes, I think I know the answer already, but you're building up your team. You started doing so maybe more recently than the rest of us, even though myself and Matt also run Road to Glories. Yours is more recent, so perhaps more room for someone like Moments Figo. Would you be willing or interested, even if this was something you're willing to do, to get that Figo in?
No.
It's an odd one, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe some people would be interested.
Yeah, I don't know. I've given this some thought lately. The grinding thing, I feel like I have mixed feelings on. I firmly will always stay in the camp of the players that spend time really playing the game, and like all aspects of the game, should always have access to like the best cards in the game. However, the goal of the community, of course, is like I should be given easy access to all of these swaps things to get whatever the highest rated item is. I feel like it's created this weird like middle ground, kind of no man's land, where the highest swaps item have to be like brought down because of how willing everyone seems to be to like try to game the system. Part of me wishes that swaps were like more of a grind, and that the payoff would be way more worthwhile.
Yeah. I guess like with icon swaps, where you have Prime Hulits for 17 out of 18 tokens or whatever it is. It's probably more like...
Well, right? Giving a prime at this point of the year is,
well,
a little bit of a slap in the face. Like, okay. The, like, Ruud Gullit, his 93 versus 94 rated card is 1 overall in-game difference. And, like, yes, he has more in-game stats, but also, like, he has 2 more pace. He's got 4 more shooting, but let's talk about this. Not many people are using him as a striker.
Yeah.
1 more passing, 1 more dribbling, 2 more defending, and 2 more physical. Like, just give us the prime moments. Like, it's not going to game break any different.
Yeah, yeah. And still probably not that many people are going to do the 17 tokens to get him. They're going to go for other stuff, aren't they? So.
Yeah, like, who cares? I'm pretty jaded with that.
Well, my complaint about it is, if you're going to have someone grinding out that many tokens, and yes, the things are not especially difficult, but it is time consuming and it is awkward and transactional trying to complete these. Please don't make it a player that you can obtain through another means, just buying off the market, or they could have just done an SBC for him. He's not especially valuable, like 200k I think it is for the prime, which isn't even that much worse, and then the moments is like 400-500. It's not really about the price, it's just almost the uniqueness for me. If someone's going to go through all that effort, then I think they should be rewarded with something that's genuinely going to be useful and last, which I'm not sure he will, and perhaps should be unique at that top end of the token count, perhaps a team of the season player that you can't get any other way. And I know that might be frustrating for people who feel they have to do that to get that player, but I think Avila for birthday was a good example. He was five-star, very unique player, someone that people actually did do and thought was very good and enjoyed using him. But unfortunately, they're probably in a minority of players because most people don't tend, I think, to go for players through these tokens and will instead go for packs and things like that. So I guess they just think, why create a player that people aren't going to actually go for or not that many people are? It's probably the truth of it. But yeah, Richard, what are your thoughts? What are you going to do here?
Me, with the swaps, I'm going to do everything other than the objectives. So anything I can do quickly that requires very little effort, that I don't have to play numerous matches in a friendly mode, I'm going to do. That's what I did for the previous set. So I'm probably looking at that 14 token, if I can get to that, the Premier Bundesliga pick. I mean, if I can get that with relatively little ease.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think, obviously, they put the players in. If for 20 tokens, they just gave us 500,000 coins liquid, do you think that'd go down well?
That's an interesting point, actually.
Yeah. It's a bundle of coins. You can take the packs, or you can just take guaranteed coins. Like, do you think people would do that?
I don't know. That's an interesting point. But I guess the question would be, how much is Figo worth in 3 weeks' time, I guess, once this is actually available?
That 84 times 25 pack, if that retailed on the market, would be worth more than 500k, no?
I think in the past, I've put that around, what do you think, 125k is what? 30 items, just rares, basically.
One guaranteed 84.
Yeah, so it's got to be, you know, in the region of 300 to 400k as a store value pack.
I guess that's the thing, like, would people take the 400-500k? It'd be really interesting to see whether they would, like, whether that would entice people more to do it.
I think people would, but then you've got the market implications of everyone having
500k to go and do whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything would rise, I guess, probably. But then again, you know, would everyone get to that point? I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Then again, things are so cheap at the moment. Like, Prem Team of the Season is ridiculously cheap. If anything, a little bit of little stimulus of coins to boost them up wouldn't even be a bad thing.
I should say, actually, there is also the moment Balak, for those who are wondering about the other icon that we haven't really mentioned. But I was going to move us on to the other rewards. Is there any temptation to grind to 19? I mean, you can miss six, can't you, if you go for the 19 token Premier League player pick, one of three Team of the Seasons. Matt, is that tempting you at all?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, I've seen what the Weekend League reward Reds are like, and the waiting on those picks. It's Rodri, Rice and Trent Simulator.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be staying away from that.
I guess it's a bit different if you haven't had the opportunity to do those picks, then, in which case it's probably quite tempting to have a go at that. But I suppose for 15 tokens, the 84 times 25, and that, as we said before, got to be very tempting.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of 84 times 25s and people are getting a lot of blues in those. So I think that pack, along with, you know, all the fodder you're going to get, obviously we're going to have a lot of SBCs, a lot of Team of the Season packs, a lot of Moments or Moments Icon packs. We've got one out at the moment with the 92 plus. So I don't think it's a bad shout.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see this. It's really good, don't get me wrong, but I do find it very awkward having to keep across all of this and feel that it maybe adds an unnecessary level of engagement that doesn't feel great to me. But obviously, not all content is for everyone, and it's important to remember that. I'd also say that getting to 15 for that pack, the 84 times 25, shouldn't be too bad. And then there are quite a few nice options, actually, at the lower end. You know, if you've got a few different packs for just three tokens, which contain Team of the Seasons, which could be quite handy for fodder or just to get a good player. I mean, you could get Gravenberch in the Eredivisie 1 for three tokens, which is pretty crazy. There'll also be, according to the Foot Economist, another TOTS swaps, which should come, I guess, after Bundesliga. And there'll also be slightly different rewards during Ultimate Team of the Season in finals. Just remembered that as well, so that could be worth looking out for. Let's move on to this question about pack weights. Always interesting discussion topic. B Wilk is saying, with all the Team of the Season releases, is it best to open saved packs immediately on release or wait until later when the market is thinner? Does the pack weight change on an hourly basis, or is it consistent? Has anyone put any thought or analysis into this? I guess, Matt, your area of expertise here. So what are your thoughts?
I think it's all just a bit of a placebo effect. I think people, you know, they're trying to look for things. I've opened a lot of packs this year. I haven't really noticed a difference of, you know, increased pack weight during specific times. Maybe during team of the year, there was a lot of team of the years dropping sort of the first few days and they really dropped off. I don't know though. Yeah, it's luck at the end of the day, you know. I don't think there's a real way to tell. I guess we can wait and see what happens this week to give a better idea, but quite frankly, I don't really think there's this whole changing pack weights depending on the time of day or how many people are logged on or whatever. I think it's just, you know, you get what you get and you don't get upset, as the saying goes.
People definitely do. But Richard, anything to add there?
Yeah, I open all my packs at 2:17 a.m. every single day. That's the best time for the look. That's the best time when you get them in. No, I just open them whenever I'm on, really. Mm-hmm. I really just taking a spin, aren't you? See what you can get.
Yeah, and what about you, Japes? Do you want to put on that tinfoil hat for us?
Ben, I have been trying to figure out a tinfoil hat theory for years and have tried what I feel like is opening them at any possible time, and I have never, ever felt like I could find something reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's fun to kind of say, oh, look, you know, I opened mine on the web app in the shower or something and got this player and maybe that's OP or whatever. But
I haven't tried that.
Okay. That's where we're going wrong.
Just me, okay.
Like there's someone at EA sitting there like, right, he's in the shower, time for a big pack. Yeah, yeah.
Tracking enabled.
I've got bigger questions if that's happening. But yeah, no, I think you're right.
So are you suggesting that, Ben, that EA has the microphone turned on your phone? And they actually know. Yeah,
basically detect the running water sound.
They hear the running water and they say, you know what?
Yeah, time for Ronaldo.
It's time for a blue. Yeah. Somebody on the pod is going to take their phone. They're going to turn on the sink or the tap and start running it. And they're going to end up packing a blue because of this. And they're going to be like, aha!
I mean, yeah, water's blue. So our team of seasons. I mean, is water blue? I don't know. Anyway, the point is the question that's being asked about dynamic pack weights, essentially, was actually refuted by a past EA community manager. And they've gone on record to say that. They've actually said it in private for a long time that pack weights do not change in the sense that they're dynamic and fluctuate. But obviously the pack weight would change if the other players' impacts change. So if you think that when the EFL came into packs and Eredivisie went out, those players are going to have a different weighting. And so that would then change the relative pack weights of Premier League players, but it wouldn't be like really that significant. So probably not really worth taking note of. I think the main thing that probably is worth taking note of is the fact that if you're able to wait to open your packs, particularly the untradeable ones you probably want to open as soon as possible, potentially works to sell immediately sometimes, but often if lots of people are opening packs, you can wait a bit and they'll rise a bit. But with untradeables, it's best to really open them during picks, isn't it, Matt, for efficiency's sake?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not necessarily to increase your luck. It's just to be a lot more efficient, isn't it? I was opening packs on Friday, a lot of saved packs and player picks and whatnot. And I did frequently tell people, if you can wait until Monday or, you know, whenever they release the upgrades, it's usually on a Monday, do it, because more packs you open, the more recycles you get through, you're increasing your chances ever so slightly. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see today at 6 what upgrade packs we get.
Yeah, I think picks are really good just because if you have dupes, you don't need to worry because you can still open them. You can build up a load of, I don't know, 83s and 84s if you're lucky enough, and then use them in someone like Gibbs White and get a good high value fodder return. And so what I did last week, which worked quite well, was because I knew I would end up burning through and discarding a load of dupes if I didn't do this, I opened a fair few packs on the Thursday, built out a load of picks from my club, and then opened those, which obviously meant I didn't discard nearly as many players as I would have done. I'm not sure I discarded any, actually. And I might do that this week, open packs for Premier League team of the season on Thursday, build a load of picks for the new team of the season. Not sure what pick we'll have. I think, Matt, you have a pretty good idea of what we'll see, but there is normally a non-league specific pick, which I'll probably look to build. Normally not too many players required for that as well, which will be quite nice. But Matt, what are you anticipating? I know you've got a pretty good idea. I will take this out actually if you're not right, but what are you expecting to see in terms of upgrades? And we'll talk about that.
My idea is that we're going to get the premium PL upgrade, which will be that 25k pack that we had at Team of the Year. We've had it the last few years, haven't we, during Team of the Season? So we'll get that. And I would imagine, fingers crossed, the general PL upgrade will be a 1 of 3 80 plus player pick, like we've had in the objectives.
Okay.
Because they've clearly added that. Obviously, player picks don't get added to the code updates for us to see. So that could have been recently added, and that could be maybe something that we see alongside.
Yeah. So again, if you're hearing this on the pod, I haven't taken it out because it's correct. Basically, what is it? 80 plus times 3 Premier League player pick, and that 25k premium Premier League, which is 3 rares and 9 non-rares from the Premier League. I myself probably won't be doing the packs because I know I'll have fodder there sitting there, and so I'll only be able to do the picks. But I guess, you know, there is some nice recycling you can do there, Matt, between the two.
Yeah, for La Liga last year, I think La Liga and Bundesliga, we had the 25Ks and player picks available. And there was a really, really good recycle you could do where you made, I think, 2 of the 25K packs. And then when you recycle both of them back, I think it was 5 rares and 6 commons for a player pick, a league specific 80 plus player pick. So 2 of the 25s equaled 1 player pick. So that was a really nice recycle to do. But again, okay, we just have to kind of wait and see what they're going to do this year. That's the dream, though.
Nice, yeah. Love it when dreams come true. And that's exactly what we hope happens for our listeners this week. Hope you have a good week in foot. If you get anyone good, try anyone good, let us know. And especially let us know if you have any pound for pounds over the course of this week, particularly from the upcoming Bundesliga Team of the Season, which I'll be looking forward to getting into. It's been a pleasure to have all these guests along with us. If you're listening to this as a supporter, then you can listen to this week's gameplay podcast on the supporter feed on Thursday. All of these three will be joining me to do that, and it's going to be good. We're going to talk about various Team of the Season players and get into some interesting nitty-gritty, a bit more tinfoil hat theory, actually, I think, as well, I've heard. So looking forward to that. But it's been great to have you all on. Great to have you listeners out there listening. Thank you very much, first of all, to Richard. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. You can find me at rbuckley98 across all social medias.
Nice. And to Matt as well. I know you're busy grinding packs. If that's something people would like to see, then they should check you out on Twitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm sure we'll be opening many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of upgrade packs over the next few weeks over on twitch.tv/mattfuttrading. We'll be live probably 6, 7 p.m. most evenings over there, obviously ripping packs.
Great. Good luck with that. And thank you very much as well, of course, to Japes. Are you going to be, for old time's sake, jumping into the Bundesliga Team of the Season weekend?
No, now that I think about it, my son is turning 2 and I've got family coming in town. You know, while there are going to be some Bayern cards that I would absolutely love, I'm sure to give a run through, I will likely not be participating.
Even with the, what was 48 hours and everyone thought it was 48 hours, but it turns out it's 24 hours, but not even 24 hours because they took away 12 hours, even with the extension of some length.
Yeah, that's still a really big ask.
I was going to say, it's still a lot of games.
It's a lot of games. But who knows, Ben? Maybe I'll get crazy. Maybe my son won't sleep and I'll be up all night or something. And you know.
Yeah, just so excited about those Red Bayern players. Oh, actually, I mean, we should say happy birthday to Graham. 2 years. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Kept him alive for 2 years. Always a good thing.
He certainly appeared a few times in the background, which is nice. And a little bit more than alive, I'm sure.
Yes. No, he's a happy, happy guy.
Yeah, nice. I mean, tangent, probably get chopped off the pod, but funny, Graham, as we say, Graham?
Yes, I know. Yeah. Like Graham, and we just say Graham.
Yeah, Graham. It sounds a bit like, you know, the measurement in grams. I don't know. You don't even use grams over there, do you? But
We do not, which is probably why it's not a big deal to say it that way.
Yeah. The more you know. Well, Japes, as always, thank you very much.
Cheers. A pleasure, Ben.
Great to have you. And that wraps us up. So thank you very much to all you listeners for joining us. Thank you very much as well to those supporters keeping the podcast going, making those 2 podcasts a week possible. And a huge thank you to all those Icon supporters. Dave B, Coach Vass, Chris W, DJ FIFA Player, Hugh J, Steve C, Matt L, Alistair, Alan G, Anthony R, Dominic, Rob P, L, Jeff B, Christopher R, Stephen F, Michael, Tom B, Damon H, Nick Jack M, Eric T, Roger D, Alex M, Dan W, Sila P, Matt H, Harry P, Neil P, Adam G, at Pace of a Tortoise, Brian S, Andrew C, Sam K, Jake G, Michael P, Zach O, Springford, Dominic G, Adam HC, Adam R, Andy H, Joe W, Dylan, Orion B, Mindor L, and Tim J. Plus a special thanks to Luke M, Dave B, Hugh J, Tom M, Darren W, and Pato Foot for advice and production assistance.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Before I leave you though, just one more thing to add. FIFA's a bit like life, really. It has its many ups and its many downs. And if you are having a few more downs than ups in real life in these more difficult times, then please don't feel that you're alone or need to struggle on without taking action. If you go to thecalmzone.net, there's loads of resources, advice and support, or even just a chat available to anyone who needs it. If it sounds like it could help you, then head over to thecalmzone.net. And for now, we'll catch you on the next podcast.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Sports Social Podcast Network.